91X News.
It's minus 3 and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Cody Starr. Marmaris Snowfest will no longer be holding dog sled races. Vanessa Stark has the story.
Marmaris Snowfest held the first ever long-distance sled dog race in Canada back in 1979. Tom McFarland, chair of the Marmaris Snowfest committee, says weather conditions have become unpredictable, making races too much work with no payoffs.
So there's a lot of factors that affected our decision. In the last 10 years, we've only been able to run our dog sled races four times over the last 10 years due to mainly climate change. We just don't get the snowfalls that we used to get.
Marmaris Snowfest isn't completely abandoning the tradition, however. They'll have a musher from Ottawa and his team of dogs give free rides around the fairgrounds. The event will be held the weekend of February 2nd. For more information, visit their website, marmarissnowfest.ca. Vanessa Stark, QNET News, Belleville.
Tonight marks the first day of Bridge Street United Church's In From the Cold program. The program serves nutritious, hot meals to anyone wishing for a meal, a warm place to spend a few hours, and a chance to socialize. The program runs from January 18th to February 28th. The coldest time of the year when heating and electrical costs can eat at your friends for groceries. The service is free and anyone is able to enjoy a meal without registry. The doors have just opened. Hot soup and coffee are served at 4:30 and dinner is served from 5 to 6:30. In 2017, more than 7,000 meals were served throughout the 6-week period. One of the program's coordinators, Susan Catherwood, says they expect the numbers to increase more this season. The program has around 200 volunteers prepping and serving the meals to the cold and hungry in the Belleville community. The chief executive officer for Belleville Chamber of Commerce, Jill Raycroft, says the local economy is expected to face some struggles with attracting new businesses to the city due to their raise in minimum wage.
When we're looking to encourage a business to come to our area, and we have a fairly vibrant economy, so it is of interest for people to come and put their businesses here. The challenge is the unpredictability of both our hydro costs and now all of a sudden our employment costs. So when you're looking at taking a business and moving it into Canada, are you thinking of putting it in Ontario at the highest minimum wage rate?
On January 1st, the minimum wage was raised to $14, and in 2019, it is expected to be raised to $15 an hour. Toronto is the only Canadian city on Amazon's shortlist for 20 candidates for a second North American headquarters. Mike McDonald has more.
Amazon received 238 applications for the opportunity and says narrowing it down to 20 was very tough. The other 19 locations it'll consider are all in the U.S. They include New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Denver, and Nashville. A company spokesperson says the process taught the company about several new communities across North America that it will consider as locations for future infrastructure investment and job creation. Amazon plans to invest more than $5 billion into the forthcoming HQ and hire 50,000 highly paid employees in the city housing it. Mike McDonald, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
The parents of 13 siblings who were allegedly held in captivity in their family's Southern California home were charged today. David Allen Turpin, who is 57, and Louise Ann Turpin, age 49, were charged with committing years of torture and abuse that left their children malnourished, undersized, and with cognitive impairments. Riverside County District Attorney Mike Hestrin says the couple chained their children as punishment.
When that victim was able to escape the ropes, these defendants eventually began using chains and padlocks to chain up the victims to their beds.
A BC Supreme Court judge has struck down a law allowing federal prisons to put inmates into solitary confinement indefinitely, saying it puts prisoners at risk of self-harm and suicide. Terry Theodore has the story.
The BC Civil Liberties Association and the John Howard Society filed the legal challenge, saying the practice is cruel and inhumane. Justice Peter Leask's decision says inmates are likely to suffer permanent harm from the confinement. The association's Josh Patterson says it's like staying in a modern-day dungeon.
These are terrible places to be found for 15 minutes. Never mind 15 weeks, 15 months, several years.
The judge suspended his decision for 12 months, giving the federal government time to craft a law that complies with the ruling. Terry Theodore, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
Work continues in Washington to avoid a partial government shutdown. Tim McGuire tells the story.
Congress continues to struggle to find a way to extend federal spending into the middle of next month before Friday's midnight deadline. Democrats are pushing for that bill to include a way to prevent young immigrants from being deported. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump has to get involved.
You said at March 5th, we're going to replace DACA with legislation. The only way that works, Mr. President, is for you to help us and lead us to the right answer.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly told Fox News the president's views on immigration and the border wall have evolved since he took office, and he has very definitely changed his attitude toward protecting the immigrants. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Bare Naked Ladies frontman Ed Robertson says he was stunned to learn his band is being added to the Canadian Music Hall of Fame at the Juno Awards this year. He just hopes nobody thinks that means it's the end. Robertson says he feels his band, known for hits like One Week and If I Had $1 Million, is putting on the best shows of their career right now.
As much as an award like this makes you feel nostalgic and causes you to look back, I think what I'm most excited about for the band is the way we're moving forward. We've got a lot more to say.
That's QNET News on 91X. 2406 Sports is next.
Split Second Printing's 40 years of experience has made them ready for anything.
Can you print my soccer flyers?
Sure.
How about my poster?
Student council? Nice, no problem.
What about my prom banner?
Done and done. And we'll even help carry it out.
From business cards to large-scale architectural drawings, Split Second Printing has you covered. They'll even help lay out and print your portfolio so it'll really stand out. 59 Dundas Street, East Belleville, or split-second.ca.
Now on to sports. A medal-winning Olympic gymnast told a Lansing, Michigan courtroom today that sexual assault by a sports doctor left scars in her mind that may never fade. Judge Rosemary Anquila is hearing a third day of testimony from victims of Larry Nassar. Anquila started the hearing by saying Nassar had written a letter fearing that his mental health wasn't strong enough to sit and listen to a parade of victims, which she dismissed as mumbo jumbo.
There's a Crime Victims' Rights Act. It allows for the healing of victims and for them to come forward. Now, you may find it harsh, but you are here listening. But nothing is as harsh as what your victims endured for thousands of hours at your hands.
The NBA has announced the entertainment for the All-Star Game next month. Margie Cirzoletta has more information. Because I'm happy.
Pharrell and his band NERD will headline the halftime show for the NBA All-Star Game. They will do a medley of hits. Fergie will sing the American National Anthem, while Bare Naked Ladies will perform the Canadian Anthem. Comedian Kevin Hart will introduce the teams. The All-Star Game is set for February 18th in Los Angeles and will air live on TNT. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
LeBron James will get the chance to hit 30,000 career points tonight when the Cleveland Cavaliers host the Orlando Magic. James needs 41 points to become the seventh NBA player and youngest to reach the milestone. He is on the verge of joining Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, and Dirk Nowitzki on the select list. Pittsburgh Penguins goaltender Matt Murray is taking a leave of absence from the team following the death of his father. The Penguins say James Murray, Matt's father, died Tuesday in Ontario. Matt, who backstopped Pittsburgh to consecutive Stanley Cup titles in 2016 and 17, will be away from the team indefinitely. The Montreal Alouettes have signed a pair of Canadian players, long snapper Martin Bedred and defensive back Michael Chamberlain, were both signed to one-year contracts. Bedred is entering his 10th season with Montreal. Charland is going into his third CFL campaign and second with the Alouettes. The Toronto Maple Leafs are back in action, visiting the Flyers in Philadelphia tonight. Toronto has lost three straight and six of its last nine games. The Flyers have won four of their last five. The Ottawa Senators return from their bye week to host the St. Louis Blues at the Canadian Tire Center. The Senators haven't played since a 4-3 win over the Leafs in Toronto on January 10th. Ottawa has won three of its last four games, but still sits in seventh place in the Atlantic Division. The Wellington Dukes are also in action tonight as they take on the Newmarket Hurricanes, and the Picton Pirates take on the Gananoque Islanders. Both games are at 7:30. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the weather. The forecast for Belleville tonight will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries and a low of minus 6. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries and a high of 0. At 4:10, it's minus 3. QNET News, on air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook. I'm Cody Starr, QNET News on 91X, next at 5.